You're listening to SBS News.
Illegal immigration is simply spiraling out of control and threatening public safety and national security.
She was the face of some of the Trump administration's most contentious policies, but no more. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has quit. The resignation comes as she struggled amid President Donald Trump's frustration and bitterness over a spike in Central American migration.
If you want to climb that, it's pretty sharp up on top too. If you want to climb that, you deserve whatever you can get.
President Trump was commenting on a section of the controversial border wall in Southern California. Kirstjen Nielsen, the female cabinet member with the highest profile, travelled to the US-Mexico border on Friday with the president, participating in a roundtable with border officers and introducing him to local law enforcement. But 48 hours later, she penned her resignation, saying it was the right time to step down, telling reporters on Monday,
"I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland. I share the president's goal of securing the border. I will continue to support all efforts to address the humanitarian and security crisis on the border."
Darrell West, the vice president of governance studies at the Washington think tank, the Brookings Institute, says while the rest of the world thought Nielsen was being tough on migration, Trump thought she was too soft.
He wants to get much tougher leading into the 2020 election, so he wants to bring in somebody who can enforce the policy as tough as he has in mind. And that means separating families, communicating policies that a lot of people object to, but that person will be the point person to implement an immigration policy that is very strict.
The president tweeted that U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan would be taking over as acting head of the department. Now he's reportedly ordered the firing of the Secret Service Director Randolph Allis, according to CNN, who cited multiple administration officials. The White House has not confirmed it, but Mr. West says all is not well.
There clearly is a lot of turmoil within the administration. There are people with the acting title across many different departments and agencies. And that creates a leadership problem in the sense that acting leaders do not have the same credibility as permanent secretaries. And so it becomes even harder for the administration to do what the president wants.
I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity to serve this country.
Ms. Nielsen's resignation has raised new questions about the administration's lack of diversity among its top advisors, with many saying Trump's inner circle doesn't accurately reflect the country. Nearly 51% of the country is female, while 13.4% is black and 18.1% Hispanic, according to the latest Census Bureau numbers. Without Nielsen, only three women remain in a cabinet of about two dozen positions.
Look, I've not spoken with the president directly about that. I've not heard that. I know we have a crisis at the southern border.
The White House's principal deputy press secretary, Hogan Gidley, says it doesn't matter why Nielsen quit. She's been replaced and there's a job to be done.
The palace intrigue of how this came about is to me somewhat pointless. And I understand it does get for clicks, and I understand it makes people buy your papers and look at your websites. But let's be honest. She resigned. The president decided to put Kevin McAleenan in that position. There are lots of things we've asked Congress to do. Three major ones, as you know, is being able to reunite children with their parents by sending them back almost immediately. We could do that.
Kevin McAleenan will work with Congress to make massive changes along the southern border, the White House says. What impact he will actually have is yet to be determined. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.